Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Fong. Original story and direction by Edward Lynch. J.D. Brenner was no idle dream. And when he had asked Uncle Jimmy to join Robert and him in forming a new stock and bond house under the name of Stewart, Brown, and Stewart, he meant it. However, Uncle Jimmy was reluctant to accept such a generous offer for many reasons. But he said he'd sleep on it. Almost a week had passed, and Arnold thought he'd drop another hint. But first, he talked it over with Florence.
Florence, it may be very selfish on my part to want Uncle Jimmy in with us, but I definitely feel that he's part of the picture.
Oh, it isn't selfish, dear. But the question that Uncle Jimmy poses can't be dismissed too lightly. Just how well equipped is he to enter a business enterprise?
That I don't know. In fact, when you boil it down, we know very little about Uncle Jimmy. I don't ever remember that he's mentioned any kind of business he's been in. Oh, that doesn't make any difference. He's so very sane and rational, and endowed by the Creator with good old-fashioned horse sense.
Well, dear, now that we know Uncle Jimmy has horse sense, just get him a horse and buggy, put him out on the road.
Yes, and he'd be your country.
And not doctor, dear.
No, honey, a traveling salesman. Oh, Florrie, can't you take anything seriously for even 5 minutes?
Well, I think I can, Uncle. It shouldn't be too hard. You know, I've been taking you seriously for almost 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, dear. We all have to see this move once in a while.
Are you down to earth now?
Yes, dear. And you have my full and undivided attention.
As I started to say, Uncle Jimmy has excellent judgment. He's so honest and loyal, and Bobby just has his heart set on it.
Well, I'm glad you talked it over with me, dear, but I let Uncle Jimmy make up his own mind. Pressure of any kind would be disastrous. Besides, oh, well, nothing.
Huh? What do you mean by nothing? Have a quick change of heart about it?
Oh, no. I think the entire idea is a grand one. Naturally, what would make Bobby and you prosperous and happy would make me happy, too. But Uncle Jimmy in business... Well...
If what we propose went well, it would mean security for the rest of his life.
Security. For most of it, it's money in the bank, for most of it. Property, the very stocks and bonds that you want to sell. Something that we can touch or hold in our two hands. But what do you think security is to Uncle Jimmy?
Why, security to Uncle Jimmy is... Well...
Yes, dear. What answer have you or I or anyone? How did he live all the years before he met us? How does he live now from day to day? Surely not by bread alone, or bread at all, for that matter.
Yes, but everyone, Florrie, no matter who he is or what he is...
Yes, then. So it would be. But Uncle Jimmy... Oh, I love him dearly. And the children adore him. Mrs. Jedson thinks of him as a very close friend. And yet, for all that we know about him now or will ever know about him in the months or years to come, he may always be a stranger.
Yes, Bobby.
Want to go for a little spin?
Well, now that's a capital idea.
Say, how about taking me along, too?
Two's a company and three's a crowd. Ever hear that one?
I hear a lot of things around here.
I shouldn't wonder.
Offering to take us all for a ride.
Now, Dorothy seems to be hearing things, too.
Say, I don't have to go to bed for an hour. I've got my homework all done, and...
Uncle Jimmy, put on that old gray bonnet and let's scram.
Children, will you excuse Uncle Jimmy while he accepts a very kind and gracious invitation?
Well, Dot, I guess we're just stepchildren tonight. Well, I've got my homework done anyway, but not the dishes. So let's pretend we're riding right into the kitchen, and away we go.
Say, that isn't funny.
There they go. Well, Uncle Jimmy, the feud of Dorothy Stewart versus Johnny Stewart has just begun.
Yes, yes, well, Johnny must have his little say about things, too, you know.
Well, it's very thoughtful of you, Robert, to take your old Uncle Jimmy out for a breath of air.
Oh, sure, big-hearted me. Say, Uncle Jimmy, I had a swell letter from Rosalind today.
Did you?
Now, that's fine. Funny. I can't get used to the idea that she's in Reno. I knew there was such a place. I know thousands of men and women have gone there from matrimony. Well, anyhow, she's getting along swell. Says she's just fallen in love with her French lessons and wants to continue them when she gets home.
Mm.
Also is making definite progress with typing.
That girl's a worker, all right. You're going to answer her letter, of course.
Oh, sure, Uncle Jimmy. But it's going to seem funny. When Rosalind comes home, she won't be my wife anymore. She'll just be Rosalind Bradford. But I hope she keeps the name Stewart.
Well, I hope she will too, Robert, although she may want to take the name Judson, you know. After all, by the time she gets home, she'll be the legally adopted child of Anna Judson.
Gosh, how all of us Stewarts have messed things up. Mom, for a time there, lost Rosalind. I lost her for good. Just you and Dad and the kids knew what it was all about. Oh, Uncle. I'm going to pull up here for a few minutes. There's something I've got on my chest, and I want to spill it.
Well, I'll be glad to listen to you, boy.
Well, it's like this. I may be forcing the issue, but Uncle Jimmy, unless you come in with Dad, I'm not any too wild about going in business.
Why, Bobby, there's no more natural thing in the world than a boy going in business with his dad.
Oh, sure, that part of it's swell, but I know Dad. I know myself. You would be a balance for both of us.
Bobby? I might just as well tell you what, so to speak, I've got on my chest, too. You know, I think the best place to start is the honest place, and what I say is from the heart. I know Father would like my answer and wonders why in the world I've delayed it this long, when I've apparently nothing to lose and everything to gain.
But have you everything to gain? Have I everything to gain?
Well, it's a little different with you, Bobby. Good for you to have your feet on the ground. It's good for you to know the four walls of an office. Keep your nose to the grindstone.
I intend to do that. But I don't know if I want to do it here in town. You see, after Rosalind comes home, Uncle Jimmy, that is, to Mrs. Judson, it's not going to be so very easy for me to see her and talk with her, be near her.
Well, we can't run away from things like that, Bobby. It's all part of the game, part of a great and wonderful experience, which in turn is part of the plan of the Creator. Being born, growing, coming into man's estate, assuming those responsibilities and preparing a way for others.
Yes, I know, and I'm not trying to edge out of anything. Really, I'm not. But somehow I feel like I want to go away and start all over again. Try my wings this time for another job of soaring. In the right direction.
Well, Bobby, whatever you do, you have my best wishes, you know. Good heavens, lad. Just because what happened, I don't hold a thing in the world against you.
Well, that's swell of you, Uncle Jimmy. It all sort of fits in with what Rosalind wrote me from Reno. I've got her letter here. Would you like to read it, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, why, of course. I'd love to.
Read it out loud.
Oh. Dear Bobby, I want you to make a grand success of your life. I want you to be happy. I want you to, if it's your fate, to find some good girl, settle down, have a home, children. I was never just your wife. You know that. You were my child. You will never know how tragic it was to lose two children within such a short time. But I'm not bitter. I know that I'm going on, and I want you to go on. And I'm sure that we can always be friends, Certainly we had a wonderful foundation for such a friendship. We both lived, suffered, and lost. Take care of yourself. Love to you all. Rosalind. That's a wonderful letter.
From a wonderful girl. But that's just what makes it so tough, Uncle Jimmy. I really know what I've lost. Believe me, I do.
Bobby, do you know that nothing is lost? Just give that some thought when you're alone. Nothing is ever lost. That's the plan of nature. For all animate and inanimate things. Everything carries on, goes on, even the tiniest grains of sand in the sea. Even the most infinitesimal drop of water, which is a part of a puddle in the road. Yes, even the things which the naked eye can't, see. Microscopic, as it were.
Yes, I'm not ready for things like that. I get an idea of what you're driving at, but...
You may not be ready, son. But make yourself receptive to everything that's good and true. Hold out your hands to life. Offer life everything you know you have. Every quality, every thought. Be sure to hold out both hands, not just one. And you may be sure that what will be returned to you will be four hands full. Four hands full, not just two.
Well, I get that all right. Gosh, you take such great big issues and boil them down. Lucky for me, you do. I belong to that great multitude known as the common people. You know, me and Jefferson and Patrick Henry and Joe Doe. Oh, here I go clowning.
Oh, that's all right. Laugh, Bobby, laugh. Laughter is a divine gift. You know, you've got big things in you, laddie. Uncle Jimmy sees them. Someday, you'll find them, too.
I hope what I said about not wanting to go in with Dad won't stop you from going.
No, Bobby, but I've pretty much made up my mind on the subject. Oh, but I'll talk it over with your dad someday, and, well, so don't say anything to him, please.
Oh, no, mum's a word, Uncle Jimmy. Well, shall we head the old bus in the direction of the Stewart establishment? Maybe Mom and Dad are home by this time.
They might be. Oh, excuse me, Bobby. It's not the company nor the hour, but... well, it's the fresh air, I guess.
Oh, yes, Uncle Jimmy. Rosalind is right. I know I'll be happier having a home, a wife, and a family. And boy, I know how to appreciate things this time. I won't go kicking over the faces again. I'm a changed man.
I do hope you can have a home and a family, Bobby. But it's going to be mighty hard finding another wife like Rosalind Stewart.
Bobby seemed very determined to break away from his family. But just how will Arnold and Florence feel about this? And if Bobby will find a wife?